Hallelujah. God is so good to us. I've got a question for you. Where are you building your house? It'll all come clear. Where are you building your house? What's he on about? Oh, you're getting there, aren't you? You're getting there before I get there. Let's turn to Matthew. The book of Matthew in your Bible, chapter 7. Matthew chapter 7 and verse 24. Matthew chapter 7, verse 24. And Jesus is speaking to the people, giving them instruction. And he says this: all who listen to my instructions and follow them are wise. Like a man who builds a house on a solid rock. Yeah. Though the rain comes in torrents and the floods rise and the storms beat against his house, it won't collapse. For it is built on rock.
Yes.
But those who hear my instructions and ignore them are foolish. Like a man who builds his house on sand. For when the rain and the floods come and the storm winds beat against the house, it will fall with a mighty crash. The crowds were amazed at Jesus' sermon. For he taught them as one having great authority, and not as their Jewish leaders. I just want us to just back up into verse 21 and just add something else there. And this is a warning that Jesus brings from verse 21. He says, not all who sound religious are really godly. They may refer to me as Lord, but still will not get to heaven.
Yes.
For the decisive question is whether they obey my Father in heaven. At the judgment, many will tell me, Lord, Lord, we told others about you and used your name to cast out demons and to do many other great miracles. But I will reply, you have never been mine. Go away, for your deeds are evil. And then he goes on and says, well, talks about the wise man building his house on a rock, the foolish man building his house on sand.
Yeah.
And my question today is, where are you building your house? And I'm not talking about bricks and mortar, but I'm talking about a spiritual house. Where is your future destiny in Christ Jesus? Where is your destiny? And I just want to encourage you for a few minutes to begin to think about your destiny, to think about your future. It's not just purely and simply about attending a church, but it is about a personal walk and a personal knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. It's about a personal relationship. Can you see? It's about a personal relationship. You see, in verse 21, first of all, Jesus talks about true disciples. It's not about sounding religious. It's not about looking religious. But it's about actually having a personal relationship with the Lord Jesus. And if you have that personal relationship with the Lord Jesus, then you'll know the power of God in your life. Are we wise? Where is our foundation being built? Do we read our Bibles daily? Do we talk to the Lord Jesus daily? Do we have a relationship with Him? This is one of the most important things. And you know, when you read in just purely and simply the King James Bible, you read this story about the wise man and the foolish man. It literally reads the same, but it's not the same. When you read it in the original Greek, it actually tells you more detail. It asks you a bigger question. And it goes like this. Matthew chapter 7 and verse 25, and it says this: though the rains come in torrents and the flood waters rise and the wind beats against that house, it won't collapse because it's built on rock. In verse 27, it says, when the rains and the floods come, the wind beats against that house and it will fall with a mighty crash. The house that is built upon the rock is a bit like one of these photographs I've got here for you to look at today. The house built upon a rock. It says the storms, the winds, it will, that house that's built there in that photograph will take a mighty battering. And it will still stay there. Because it's built on a firm foundation. It's built on a solid rock. It's not just about a gentle wind blowing against it, but it is about a violent wind. You know, when the enemy seeks to come against us, and he begins to attack us, and he brings storms into our lives, he brings challenges and difficulties, and seeks to crush us and to knock us over and to knock us down, because we're built on Jesus, because our foundations are in the rock Christ Jesus, we can stand. And the storm will beat against us. It will come against us. It may even come over the top of us. But when the storm's gone, we're still there. We've not been moved by the storm. And then Jesus goes on and talks about the house that's built on sand. He said, it doesn't need a storm like that. It really just needs a gentle... It just needs to start drizzling with rain. And the water begins to come up and the roof, the rain just bounces off the rooftop a little bit. And the water rises, and the next thing you know, Sand becomes fluid with water. And the next thing you know, the house is moving. And the wind just comes and it begins to lean. Oh. It's a bit like that nursery rhyme, isn't it? What was it? I'll huff and I'll puff and I'll blow your house down. Three little pigs, wasn't it? Yeah? One of them builds a house of straw. I need help with this, it's a long time ago. Right, okay, so I've got him now. So one builds a house with straw and goes inside it and thinks this is nice, I've got a nice house. Everything's cool, you know, lovely place. It was easy to build as well. Just threw it up in no time. This place, great place. And the wolf comes round. And he says, I'm going to huff and puff. And I'm going to blow your house down. And all of a sudden the house came tumbling down. And the little piggy ran off to his brother and said, you're not going to believe it, but this wolf came along and he blew my house down. And his brother said, well, that's your fault. You didn't build it right. You should have built it out of sticks like me. He said, "This we shall be safe here." Well, later that day, the wolf came along again. And he saw two little pigs. He thought, ooh, double dinner now. And so he came to the house and he said, I'm going to huff and puff and I'm going to blow your house down. And they said to him, no, you won't blow this one down. We made it out of sticks. So the wolf took a deep breath. And he blew. And all of a sudden, the one made out of sticks came crashing down. Hold it. So they ran off then to their other brother, who had decided that he wasn't going to build his house out of straw. He wasn't going to build his house out of sand, but he was going to build his house out of bricks. He was going to put a firm foundation and build his house out of bricks. So his two brothers came dashing along and said, can we stay with you? Because there's a wolf chasing us and he's blown our houses down. Can we stay with you? So he said, come in. You'll be safe here. This was happens with Christians, you know. Build your house on the rock Christ Jesus, and people come to you for answers in Christ. And so the wolf came along and he saw this big brick house and he thought, easy. Ooh, he says, I can smell pig. Ooh, he says, nice piggies to roast. Ooh, he said. Three of them. Ooh, he said, this is going to be good. And so he said, I'm going to huff. I'm going to puff. And he's going to what? I can't hear you. What's he going to do? When he's going to huff and puff and he's going to blow. Say it. I'm going to blow. Can't hear you. Are you ready? One, two, three. After three, we're going to say blow. He's going to huff and puff. One, two, three.
Blow.
Well. Well, you nearly got there. I mean, Wolf can do better than that. Oh, you'll never blow a house down like that, will you? He said, I'm going to blow it down. You wouldn't be laughing if you were inside and there's a wolf outside saying, oh, I'm going to get you, I'm going to get you. And so he huffed and he puffed and he blew it. And the house didn't move. This is not very good, is it? Oh, I'm not going to get me supper tonight. So I thought, right, I'll take an even bigger breath. Oh, so I took a bigger breath. I said, here we go. And he said, I'm going to huff, I'm going to puff, and I'm going to blow your house down. And what happened?
No.
What happened? Did the house fall? No. The brick house stood there. Stood there. And they were all safe inside. You see, one of the pigs was wise. He built his house correctly. And you know, as followers and disciples of the Lord Jesus Christ, it is very critical, it is very important that each and every one of us build our house on the foundations of the teachings of the Lord Jesus Christ. It is so important that we do that, so that when the house that is built upon the rock, when the tornado strikes, because that's how it was being, how Jesus was explaining it, when there's a real storm, when it's like tornado, hurricane type storms, when they come against you to try and tear your house down, when the enemy comes against you and tries to pull you down, to knock you over, to destroy you, because your life is built on the foundations of the Lord Jesus Christ, it might shake a bit. You might feel it rattle, but it stands strong. Like those towers that stand on a rock in the middle of the ocean to warn sailors that there is danger there, and they stand. And that's how we stand as Christians. We stand there to warn people there is danger. There is danger in this world if you don't take Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. There's danger in this world if you don't let Jesus be Lord of your life. There's danger in this world that is seeking to destroy you, to pull you down, to break you, to smash you, to make you worthless, and actually even to kill you. And Jesus said, I've come, Jesus says, that you might have life and have it more abundantly. And these lighthouses, they stand against the massive storms. I mean, that one in that picture there, look at the height of that wave. Would you want to be in that? I think I'd rather be in the lighthouse than in the boat. I think it's probably safer in the lighthouse than potentially in the boat. You know, can you imagine riding those waves? Well, the wave coming right over the top of you, and you're thinking, we're going to sink. And that's the type of thing that Jesus was meaning. This is what will happen in your life. The storms will, you will be able to stand against horrendous storms, against great challenges that come against you, because the Christ is in you. The Word of God is in you, and it is there to make you mighty. It is there that you will be a tower of strength to others, that you will be a place where they can come and know the protection of Jesus Christ, because you can share Jesus with them. And they can accept Jesus as their Lord and Savior, and suddenly you're helping them to, you know, begin to build a tower, to begin to build a house, to begin to stand on the rock Christ Jesus. And it is so important that you and I learn to do that. And the only way we do that is when we spend time in the Word of God. And as I said earlier, when in verse 27, literally Jesus is saying, the other house, it only needs a little bit of rain. It only needs a little bit of a breeze. It only needs you and me to take an offense. And then we'll end up stumbling. And so many people start on the way, start with plans to follow Jesus, and then suddenly get knocked off course. Try and do it by shortcuts. I remember a great preacher I used to listen to. One of his sayings that stuck with me was, there are no shortcuts to victory. There are no shortcuts to victory. You don't get strong by thinking about, I'm going to go to the gym. You don't get strong by saying, well, I'm going to the gym and I'm going to the sauna. That will not make you strong. Will it, Daniel? You know, you have to go and put some effort into it. You have to go and be proactive in it. And when we as believers take the Word of God and begin to be proactive with the Word of God, then, like that lighthouse, not only does it stand against the storm, but there is a light in it that warns there is danger. There's a light that says, points the way of safety in that sense within it and within us. You know, in Matthew, Jesus talks about, you are the light of the world. And he said, what do you do with the light? Do you hide it underneath, out of the way? He said, no. You put it on a lampstand. You put it in a high place so that everybody in the house benefits from the light of the gospel. Everybody in the house benefits from the truth of God's word. And so for you and for me, it's important that we realize that the Word of God is a light and a lamp unto our feet. The Word of God is our future. The Word of God will cause us to stand when storms get difficult. The Word of God will cause us to be faithful when sickness comes against us. When we get bad news from the doctor, we go to the Word. We stand on the promises of the Word. You know, when we hear bad news about our jobs, what do? We stand on the promises of the Word of God. And by standing on the promises of the Word of God, it keeps us. And no matter what the storm is, Jesus will keep us. He said, I will never leave you and I will never forsake you. Paul talks about his life being built on a strong foundation. But one of his great sayings, and many of you know it, he said, for me to live is Christ. He said, for me to live is to be built on the foundation of the teachings of the Lord Jesus Christ. Yeah. And he said, to die is gain. He said, I'm living a great life now. He says, for me to live is Christ, but to die is gain. He's there, he's saying, everything about my life has now been built on Christ Jesus. Jesus went on and said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. Build your life on Christ Jesus. Build your life on the Word of God. Let this Word of God be the foundations of your life in the future. Let God's Word be strong in you. Let it put a good foundation so that when the troubles of the world, when things seek to come against you, and there will be, the wind will blow, the storms will come. Whether it's by words, by people just accusing you of things, you young people, could be some of your friends, in quotes, may not be friends really, appear to be, have the appearance of being a friend but not a true friend, come along and say, "You're a church, saying you're a Christian," and they start calling your names and verbally abusing you and blowing at you all the time. I remember being at university and 30-odd guys in class, and every one of them used to have a go at me about being a Christian. Let anybody outside our circle come and have a go at me. And there were 30-odd of them stood up and said, "Leave him alone, he's a Christian, he's our friend." And when they were in trouble, "Excuse me, Andrew, could I have a word with you, please? I need some advice." And I'm like, "What?" They didn't want to admit that what I'd got was real. Because if they admitted that Jesus was the Son of God, they would have to recognize that they were sinners, and they would have to repent of their sins and have to give their life to the Lord Jesus Christ. So today, build your life on the Word of God. Build your life on Jesus Christ. Build your future on Jesus Christ. Make him the center of your life. And when you've done that, you will begin to carry on a journey. You will have a place and a purpose in life that is so special and privileged. And because Jesus said, "I am the way, I'm the truth, I'm the life, I'm the way." And there's only one way to God, and it's through Jesus Christ. Some of our friends here know that in the other religions that they've left and come away from, there are many gods. And they've tried to please all these many gods, and they've never had answers from them. And yet we worship the God, the only God, the living God, the creator of all things. And we worship his Son, Jesus Christ, who has died for us and given his life for us to set us free. And so as we worship him and as we follow him step by step, day by day, we will know the power of his resurrection life. Let your life, let the Word of God become real to you today. Let it have a quickening power in your life, and let it begin to change you. And you know, if it seems that your light's going out a little bit, rekindle that flame. Get into the Word of God. Get into conversation with Jesus. And let him rekindle the flame that should be in our lives. And let us see the power of God working again, fresh and new. You know, we're coming up to this next weekend where we're believing God for signs, wonders and miracles. We're believing God for healing. We're believing God for answers to prayer. You know, the enemy is pushing against us. But let's press in. Let's keep praying. Let's keep believing. Let's worship the living God. Let us give him thanks and praise, because he alone is worthy of being praised. Every one of us here has got something to thank God about. Yes? Every one of us has got something to thank God about. Well, just do it. Thank God for everything that he's done for you. in Jesus' name. Amen. The Lord bless you. Glory to God.